in the mood to work.
To do podcasts?
No, like after this I'll go home and do my work.
Oh, cool. Ready? We're rolling.
Hey guys, welcome to the Raw Barbell Club podcast. I'm your host, head coach of Raw Barbell Club, Andy. Super Sonic. Today I'm here with Kush from also Raw Barbell Club and Anatomy of Training Physiotherapy.
Hi guys.
Last time we talked about how I'm feeling leading into nationals, and I'm not sure when this will go out, but
let's talk about nationals.
Let's talk about how Kush is feeling today.
Yeah. Well, so today I'm feeling hungry because I didn't have lunch.
That's not good.
Yeah.
What about your gains?
I can't have any gains because I'm always cutting weight these days.
So actually, we didn't do this in the last podcast because we were all focused on me, but let's focus on Kush today. So yes. First things first, let's get some lifter cred.
Cool.
Can you tell us a bit about you, about your lifting? What's your best snatch? What's your best clean and jerk? Squat, bench, deadlift? You're a super turtle.
Oh, wow. Okay. So my best snatch ever is 61 kilos. My best clean and jerk ever is 74 kilos. What else was it?
Squat, bench, deadlift.
Okay, my best squat ever has been 102.5 kilos. Bench?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not great. It's 52 kilos. And my best deadlift's been, I want to say 122 or 125. I don't know. Andy doesn't actually let us deadlift ever, so I don't know.
You know, deadlifts are a tough thing to recover from. So with so much lifting and high volume of squats, you know, it's pretty low on our list of things to do sometimes.
And that's fair.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Kush also competes over a wide variety of weight classes. She's been a 48-kilo weightlifter, a 53-kilo weightlifter.
Yep.
And at one stage, she was also a 58-kilo lifter.
Weighing in at 53.5.
So she, yeah.
Way to make me sound huge.
not a big girl, so quite good numbers for her weight. And yeah, I'm very, very proud of her. She's also my girlfriend, which we didn't talk about in the last podcast because we were focused on me.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Self-absorbed Andy. That's what they call me.
Yeah.
All right. So getting into it, let's first learn a little bit about you as a lifter, as a coach, and as a physiotherapist. How did you get into weightlifting?
Well, I first started at CrossFit in 2013, I think.
I think people would be interested to know why you started CrossFit and what you did before that. So start with what you did before.
I used to play a lot of field hockey.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
That, just that. And you were obviously just like a gym bro, went to the gym. And
I loved body pump.
Body pump.
It was pretty cool. I also loved running.
Yeah.
Which is very different. Mainly long distance running.
And getting into CrossFit, what was one of the main reasons that you got into CrossFit?
This is really embarrassing. Well, first of all, you were always like, I have to go. It's 4:25 and I have to be there at 4:30. So I was always curious why you had to run off at a particular time to go to the gym.
Because CrossFit obviously runs classes.
Yeah. And, yep.
Yeah. That was the reason?
No, well, yeah, but also I then saw a picture of Libby and
which
her
is
abs.
Libby Westcomb, eater size.
Yep. And I was like, whoa, I want to look like that. And that's why I signed up. And I have never looked like that, unfortunately.
Nah, Libby is a beast. Another animal. Maybe one day we'll get her on the podcast. So transitioning from CrossFit, you did CrossFit for a few years.
Yep.
Or a year.
Maybe like two, probably.
2 years.
Yeah,
and
two.
How did you get into weightlifting?
Well, I was always, I guess, strong, but not strong relative to CrossFit because everyone else was way bigger. So I was pulling up big numbers, but it didn't matter. And then Andy was getting really into weightlifting around this time as well. And I thought I'd give it a go. Pretty much it, I guess.
Awesome. The rest is history.
Yep.
And then you moved to Armidale.
No, I moved there before.
Got into weightlifting.
No, I Kept doing CrossFit.
Oh, kept doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
In your first year of weightlifting.
Yeah.
Decided to try and qualify for nationals. Achieved that goal. And
yes, I did.
Then have just stuck with weightlifting ever since.
Yep.
And you love it.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And so for those that don't know as well, Kush is the owner of Anatomy of Training Physiotherapy. So tell us a bit about the practice, how you run it, and what you guys do.
So we are located in Blacktown above a gym called Shred Fitness, which Yannick owns, a good friend of ours. I do physiotherapy there.
Yes.
So basically what I try to do is have a look at movement and dysfunction, basically. So rather than trying to just treat the side of pain, I try to have a look at what is going wrong around that area to cause that and what we can do to improve that. And it may not necessarily be around that area. It could be all around the body, which I think some people get a bit confused by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Where it is, it ain't.
Yep.
As good old Perry Nicholson.
Yep, stop chasing pain.
Yeah, as he always says. It's really, really cool because, you know, the way you treat, I've been to a lot of physiotherapists, a lot of chiropractors before, and the way you treat is, first off, very comprehensive, and secondly, you know, not just because I'm your partner, but I genuinely think that you care about the patients that you treat. So that's
really
cool. I do,
and I love to see people getting back to doing what they want to do. I think that's my ultimate goal.
All right. So anyway. Enough about you now. Let's talk about nationals.
Yes.
Which is also about you. So coming into this year, Kush had been dealing with some of her own issues, you know, last time we talked about my injuries, but let's talk about your injuries. So
after I just nationals, finished writing a blog post about this. You're going to ruin that for me now.
Sorry.
Yeah, but by telling you everything that's on it.
That's okay. Well, hopefully you'll post this with your blog post.
Okay,
maybe. After nationals last year,
yep.
Training was going so well.
Yeah, so I was sitting at about 50 kilos, and that was my weight about 2-3 years ago. So I used to drop down to the 48 kilo category, but then last year I decided that I wanted to get strong. So we actually tried to gain weight, and that was working. I was getting very, very strong until I got sick all the time last year.
Yeah. You know, and look, she was training really well. We decided that we were going to add in a few extra things. So you started sprinting.
Yep.
And we also started doing some fitness classes.
Yep, speed classes.
At the CrossFit gym.
Yes.
CrossFit Norwest McGrath's Hill. If you guys don't know, check them out as well. So you started doing that.
Yeah.
And what we found, the combination of doing those things with such a high-intensity weightlifting program. Yeah,
which it really was.
Yeah. That was really hard on your body.
Yeah.
And you started to develop some sort of, some quadricep tendinopathy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was interesting being, I guess I've been very lucky in the past. I haven't had to deal with a lot of injury, so maybe I take for granted how easy movement has come for me. And it was interesting being on the other side of it and experiencing this pain. And I guess because I wanted to get better so much, and what we did was just push more and more and more, and I just ignored the warning signs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really easy to ignore the warning signs.
Yeah, and I just put it down to DOMS.
Mm.
But when my legs started to fatigue more and more, and then it was a constant ache with sharp stabbing pain when I would get off a couch, I knew I had to really look into this.
Yeah, and I think what's really cool is there are some pretty cool warning signs. Like you can know straight away when you're on the track to going downhill.
Yeah. I think that's a very good point. I'd forgotten about that.
So one of the things we did notice straight away, and, you know, we said, oh, maybe she's not eating right, maybe she's not recovering right, and it could be those things.
As well, yeah.
As well, but a big thing was that she wasn't progressing.
Yeah.
You know, she got to a stage where she was lifting really well.
No, I was progressing.
So she was progressing.
But my powers went down.
But her power was actually going down.
So my power snatch and my powered cleans were going down. But overall, I was still snatching big, cleaning big.
And so maybe that's a really good... I actually did an Instagram post today about jumping.
Yeah.
That's a really cool indicator of your overall tendon health as well, I think, maybe. I'm probably reading into things too much. But in our training program, what we can do is we can do some jumps. And if we see that the jumping ability is getting worse...
We need to modify things, then, I agree.
You know, there's some sort of... then you're not actually progressing. Because weightlifting is good and it's great to see your snatch and clean and jerk and squat go up.
Yeah.
But you need to remain athletic, right?
Yeah.
If your athleticism is going down, which is things like jumping, if it's important to you, running, then that can negatively affect your lifting.
Yep, long term, I think so, definitely.
Anyway, so we saw that decrease in power. What was the next thing that we saw?
Pain. And just...
Lots of it.
Lots of it. But also, again, I just put it down to DOMS, thinking, oh, it'll be fine. I'll just take it easy for a day or two. I never did. And what I did notice was weakness in my legs. I couldn't stand up out of snatches, which is not normal for me. Might be for you. So that was the next thing we saw. And eventually it was full-blown pain all the time, aching at night, sharp pain when I got off a chair, did an air squat, and that really started to worry me.
That would worry me too.
Yeah.
So what did we do? Quit speed classes, quit sprinting, and we really dialed everything back.
Yes.
So let's talk about how we actually rehabbed you back. What did we start with?
Not training.
Yeah.
No squatting, no running, no speed classes. I think the most important stage was we had to modify things like sleeping position, so my quads tendons weren't constantly in a... tension state, because I like to sleep curled up. So I had to shove pillows behind my knees to make sure that I wouldn't go back into those positions at night. I had to start doing isometric exercises a couple times a day, like three, four times a day, and I had to do those to get a pain-relieving effect.
And just with that, let's talk about a bit more about the how. What were the protocols used for doing those isometrics in terms of like length of time you do them for and maybe what exactly you were doing?
So I probably wasn't good. I just did what I felt like. I didn't follow any structured protocol. I guess I'm lucky being a physio. I know the general gist of what to do to get things better.
Yeah.
I think I started with 10 to 30 second holds. I know a lot of the research shows that it's between a 40 to 60 second hold can have a pain relieving effect. But I just wasn't handling that at the time, probably. So I started with those. Then eventually I did some squat holds, which are still isometrics.
Yeah.
And then we slowly started to bring in loaded squats. Slow, heavy squats.
And you know what? We'll probably do an entire podcast on just rehabbing tendons because I think a lot of people like to learn about that stuff.
Yeah.
But let's fast forward just a little bit. So we've gone through this tendon rehab.
Yep.
And we've started training again. Mm-hmm. Still not at 100%. Still not squatting.
Not at all.
What we were before.
Yep. And I'm still in pain.
You were still in pain.
Yeah.
And then we get to Oz Open.
Yep. My pain was, we sort of had a little bit more of a control of that. So my goal for Oz Open was to try and hit the Commonwealth qualifiers, which were only 2 kilos above my best. So I knew I could do that with the strength gains I had made. But I guess with all this tendon issues that had come along, and I decided to cut weight again to a 48-kilo class, which was much harder this time.
Were you going from a much higher weight to a lower weight?
From 53 to 48.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
And obviously, that didn't go exactly as planned.
It didn't go as I wanted to.
Yeah, so we missed out on that. But now we do have a handle on your
pain.
So you've been somewhat pain-free, but more than that, very aware of how you're feeling all the time and ready to jump back onto some of the protocols you talked about if you do start getting pain again, right?
Yeah. And I guess leading up to nationals, our goal is to still try and maintain my numbers as much as possible, but we haven't had a big focus on strength and tendon strength, which is something that I look forward to after nationals.
Yeah, take a bit of time off. Really gear yourself up to...
But going into nationals, I think I've lost about 20 kilos off my squat.
Yeah.
At least 10 kilos off my front squat. So that's a struggle. Yeah.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know how I feel.
Yeah.
With nationals, do you have any particular goals?
Or... Yes, I would like to come either second or third.
Cool. So you want a podium spot.
Yeah.
And that's very achievable for you, isn't it?
Yes.
There are a lot of really strong girls now in the 48 kilo there are. Class.
That's true.
But there are also girls that are very similar in their weight classes. Sorry, guys. I ran. It was a little hard for me to concentrate. The music downstairs just got really loud and I had to check the levels in the podcast. But yeah, like they're all very similar to you, aren't they?
Yes. I think my snatch could be around the best, possibly beat them if I perform to the best of my ability. And I hit a 58 snatch on the weekend, which made me feel good.
Yeah.
It's not that far from my 61 best. My clean and jerk, though, is quite far off from the girls.
Yeah. So time will tell.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add from your... about how you're feeling leading up to nationals?
Losing weight is never worth it.
unless there's a gold medal. Or even then.
Even then, I think I underestimated how much strength I would lose.
Yeah. It's always tough doing a workout.
I think it's probably, if we're thinking about the long game, think about trying to gain weight and get stronger rather than constantly cutting back.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. And that's something that we're going to focus on after nationals.
Yeah.
Anyway, just finishing off, I did want to ask you some rapid fire questions.
Oh, these.
Yeah, because, you know, like I said before.
I didn't get this in the last one.
No, you didn't, because we're talking about me. But a lot of my favorite podcasts do this, or one of my favorite podcasts does this. So because of that, I decided to do it as well.
Okay.
What is your favorite exercise?
Oh, I would say squat, but it's not anymore. Do I have to say really fast? Pull-ups.
Pull-ups?
Yes.
Why do you like pull-ups?
Because I'm good at them.
Okay, that's pretty good. Especially for a weightlifter. How many weightlifters prioritize pull-ups? Now, what is the one movement that you think everyone should do?
Pull-ups.
Really?
Squats. Be squats? Able to... Are you just talking about in life, everyone, or in weightlifting?
Let's go both.
In life, everyone should be able to squat. They should be able to deadlift, and they should have decent upper body and core control.
So they should squat, bench, deadlift?
Not necessarily bench.
Okay. And what about for weightlifters? What's the number one?
Squat, obviously.
It is a huge indicator of success, isn't it?
Yeah.
And lastly, who is your favorite weightlifter?
I don't know.
At the moment.
Me?
Do you follow? Are you? Yeah, I guess you could say you if you really want. What about Yannick? He's downstairs.
No, it's probably me. Sorry, Yannick.
Poor Yannick. He'll be sad about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, that he's not your favorite.
Yeah. No, I
because he did
like...
say you were his favorite.
Nicole Lim from Cal Strength seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Thank you again for joining us.
Is that all the questions?
Well, yeah, I didn't think of many. Well, I have to think
of
them
as a... Who's my favorite podcast? Well, right now I'm listening to a lot of Gary Vee. That's pretty good. It gets me really motivated in the car, coming to work, going to training, and then I want to do my best. what's my favorite food? Probably burritos right now.
Oh, food's a good one. Yeah. We should add that one to our repertoire.
Yeah. What's my favorite color? Purple. It's always been purple. Yep. What else? Quick, come
on. So you're just asking your own questions.
My favorite toothpaste, Colgate Sensitive.
What?
Because I have like, sensitive teeth. Don't even say Sensodyne.
I'm pretty sure your favorite is Sensodyne.
I'm pretty sure I hate Sensodyne so much. Colgate Sensitive should sponsor me. My favorite type of donut, just the glazed Krispy Kreme one's pretty good.
You don't like cinnamon donuts?
No, I do. I like all donuts, but my favorite's the glazed one. My favorite physio exercise is probably shoulder external rotation with a TheraBand. Actually, yes, everyone should be able to do that in life.
As well?
Yes.
I just really like how you're asking your own questions.
My favorite physiotherapy technique, dry needling, because it helps my hands so much. They hurt a lot less, even though they hurt the patients a lot more, but that's okay. What else? My favorite TheraBand color, yellow, because it's easy. My favorite type of sots press is from behind the neck, because I'm better at it.
And wait, your favorite kind of sots press as opposed to a front rack sots press or a back rack sots press?
Is a back rack sots press. My favorite house incident is the time that we got mice in our
why
room.
Why is that your favorite? What about the good old fly or any of the other pests?
No, I just think the mice incident was a lot more eventful and still gross, but that was pretty good. My favorite mouse, none of them. We killed them all, unfortunately.
Unfortunately or fortunately?
Unfortunately for them. Fortunately for us. My favorite hand soap is the guava flavored one.
Oh, you don't like the berry one I bought the other
one? No, not really. Like the guava and the watermelon's pretty nice as well. Yeah. My favorite hair oil is argan oil.
And unfortunately, that's all we have time for. If you like to learn more about what Kush likes, you can actually just ask her on Instagram at Anatomy of Training, or find her on Facebook at Anatomy of Training, or YouTube at Anatomy of Training. If you want to book in for a physiotherapy appointment, you can find her at Shred Fitness in Blacktown. Just look for our website, www.anatomyoftraining.com.au. And as always, you
please
can
read my blog post.
Please read our blog post. As always, you can find Raw Barbell Club at Raw Barbell Club on any of the social media. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace. Supersonic.